Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Novo Nordisk, a powerhouse in the pharmaceutical space that many of you are already familiar with. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, with a focus on what matters for long-term retail investors like you. We'll also touch on recent developments and performance trends to keep things fresh and relevant. So, let's get started and unpack what's driving Novo Nordisk and where it might be headed. First off, for those who might need a quick refresher, Novo Nordisk is a global leader in diabetes care and other therapeutic areas like obesity and rare diseases, operating within the healthcare sector and specifically the pharmaceutical industry. Headquartered in Denmark, they've built a massive presence worldwide with a market cap that reflects their heavyweight status. Now, let's set the stage with some recent news and performance insights before we roll into the core analysis. Looking at the latest updates, Novo Nordisk has been making waves with strong sales growth, particularly highlighted in their Q3 2025 earnings call, where they reported a solid 15% increase in sales. This kind of momentum is something to watch, especially as it ties into their innovation in key therapeutic areas. On the performance front, their stock has shown resilience with positive trends over multiple timeframes, including notable gains over the past year and even stronger growth when you zoom out to a 5-year horizon. Compared to industry averages, they're holding their own, which is a good sign in a competitive sector. With that backdrop, let's dive into the SWOT analysis and see what's really shaping their story. Strengths: robust financial performance. Novo Nordisk is posting impressive numbers, with that 15% sales jump in Q3 2025 signaling strong revenue growth. Their net income and operating cash flow from recent financial statements also show a healthy bottom line, which is critical for sustaining long-term growth and funding innovation. Market leadership in key areas. They're a dominant player in diabetes care, and their expansion into obesity treatments is paying off big time. The earnings call highlighted how their product portfolio is driving market share gains, which is a huge plus for stability and investor confidence. Strong profit margins. Looking at their gross and net profit margins, Novo Nordisk is operating efficiently. Their ability to convert revenue into profit stands out, especially with a net profit margin that's enviable in the pharma space. Solid balance sheet. Their current and quick ratios indicate good liquidity, meaning they can cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Plus, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't raising red flags, so they're not over-leveraged, a key point for long-term investors worried about financial risk. Innovation focus. From the earnings call, it's clear they're doubling down on R&D to stay ahead of the curve. Their commitment to addressing unmet medical needs through new therapies is a strength that could fuel future growth. Weaknesses. High valuation metrics. Let's talk numbers. Novo Nordisk's price-to-earnings ratio is on the higher side compared to some industry peers, and even the forward PE estimates suggest the stock might be priced for perfection. For value-focused investors, this could be a sticking point, as there's less room for error if growth slows. Dependence on key segments. While their diabetes and obesity portfolios are killing it, this concentration could be a double-edged sword. Any regulatory hiccups or competitive pressures in these areas could hit them hard, and diversification isn't as broad as some might like. Operational costs. Despite strong margins, their capital expenditures and investments in property and equipment are significant. This is necessary for growth, but it does tie up cash that could otherwise go to dividends or share buybacks, something income-focused investors might grumble about. Opportunities, expansion in therapeutic areas. The Q3 2025 earnings call emphasized their push into new markets and therapies. With obesity treatments gaining traction and potential in rare diseases, there's a clear path to tap into high-growth segments that could drive revenue for years to come. Global market growth. Their geographic revenue segments show strong performance across multiple regions. Emerging markets, in particular, offer a huge runway for growth as healthcare access improves, and Novo Nordisk is well positioned to capitalize on this trend. Partnerships and innovation. Management's focus on strategic collaborations, as mentioned in the earnings summary, could accelerate their pipeline and bring new products to market faster. For long-term investors, this is a big deal. Think of it as planting seeds for future harvests. Favorable industry trends. The healthcare sector is seeing steady demand, driven by aging populations and rising chronic disease rates. Novo Nordisk's core focus areas align perfectly with these tailwinds, giving them a structural advantage over less focused competitors. Threats. Competitive pressure. The pharma industry is cutthroat, and while Novo Nordisk is a leader, they're not immune to rivals catching up. New entrants or breakthroughs from competitors could erode their market share, especially in high-growth areas like obesity treatments. Regulatory risks. Any changes in healthcare policies or drug pricing regulations, especially in key markets, could squeeze margins. This is a constant overhang for the sector, and something long-term investors need to keep on their radar. Market volatility. Even though their beta suggests moderate risk relative to the market, broader economic downturns or sector-specific sell-offs could drag the stock down in the short term. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's worth noting for those with shorter time horizons. Innovation lag risk. They're investing heavily in R&D, but there's always the chance that competitors outpace them with game-changing therapies. If their pipeline stalls, that high valuation could come under pressure, and fast. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Novo Nordisk is clearly playing a strong hand with their financials and market position, but that lofty valuation keeps me a bit cautious. For long-term investors, the growth story in obesity and emerging markets is compelling, and their cash flow strength means they've got the firepower to keep innovating. However, keep an eye on competitive and regulatory risks. They're the kind of things that can sneak up on you if you're not paying attention. In the medium term, I'd watch how their new therapies roll out and whether they can maintain those juicy margins under pressure. Short-term traders might find some volatility to play with, but for most of you, this is about the big picture. Wrapping up, Novo Nordisk presents a solid case for long-term investment with a few caveats. Their leadership in key therapeutic areas and strong financial health make them a name to consider, but you've got to weigh that against the high valuation and external risks. As always, balance this with your own goals and risk tolerance. Stay tuned for more deep dives like this, and don't miss out on MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats, along with our concise SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about Novo Nordisk's future? Let's keep the conversation going.